Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
It don't matter where it takes me, long as I can keep this feeling running through my soul.
Welcome back. 17 till the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only, and the world is happy about that. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Don Fotopoulos is here. She is the author of the award-winning Accounting for the Number Phobic, a survival guide for small business owners, number one business book for 2015, according to Small Business Trends. Right, Don?
Yes, that's right.
Congratulations.
I'm so excited.
Well, we're not surprised, Don. My audience knows that we don't have chopped liver around here.
That's right.
Only the best for my audience, so congratulations. It's about time. They should have done it last year. Anyway, it's a 2015 award, folks, so you want to check it out, Accounting for the Number Phobic. I know you've saved a lot of businesses from going out of business when they read your book, so I hope folks will take advantage of that. We're talking about what you call five simple steps to unlock hidden profits in your business. The previous segment we talked about, just get the books right. And pricing, let's talk about pricing.
Oh. Okay, well, I will tell you, I don't know what your experience has been, Jim, but I will tell you that my experience in the last 20 years, most small business owners underprice what they do.
No question.
And
I tell them that, Don. I walk into small businesses and buy something, and I know how much stuff costs.
Yep.
And I walk up and I put something on the counter. And I said, "Are you the owner?" "Yeah, I'm the owner." "You're not charging enough for that."
Good for you.
I do it. You know what? They look at me like I grew a horn or something.
No, seriously. I mean, who else but you would say that? But the truth of the matter is, let's talk service businesses, okay? Because most small business owners are service businesses. Mm-hmm. And I can tell you that most of them do not understand what an hour of their time
That's
is
right.
worth.
They think they're charging for wages, don't they?
They do think they're charging for wages, and they don't also realize that it's not just your time, but your expertise that people are paying for.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the things that I'm really adamant about is if a client, for example, wants to give you a hard time about price when you're negotiating price, you got to say to the client, listen, you're not just paying for my time, you're paying for my years.
Right.
And if you got evidence and you've got proof that you know how to deliver for the client, and here's the thing, Jim, okay, nobody will ever tell you this, but on this show we talk about this stuff. For every dollar that the client spends with you as a service provider, if you can prove that you can deliver at least 3 to 4 times your value back to that client, mm-hmm. in other words, help them improve their revenues, help them reduce costs, help them improve productivity, if you can prove that, then it doesn't matter what your price is. Your price becomes irrelevant, right? It matters what you deliver. So one of the things that I say to all my service providers, everybody that I work with, I say, listen to me, you are not getting paid to do work. You are getting paid to deliver results, and if you deliver those results, you deserve to get paid for
it. But let's use a rule of thumb. Could we say that you should charge enough? And I'm just thinking, like, if you're a consultant, for example, mm-hmm. you should charge enough. One way to think about it would be to charge enough so that if in 20 hours a week, that's enough for you to pay your bills.
Yep.
If you only work half a week.
Yep.
It's enough to pay your bills. And this is a rule of thumb, just to get them started. So if they have, you know, so they, and then break that down by the hour, because you're going to have a lot of weeks when you're not going to be able to bill a whole week.
At least early on,
you're not going to be able to bill 40 hours.
Yeah.
Because if you're an individual, you got to not only deliver the products, the services, you got to market and take care of business, et cetera, et cetera.
That's right. And I have to tell you, Jim, the other thing that I find astonishing when it comes to pricing is how little a lot of these business owners know about their competition.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not just what they're charging, okay? It's not just looking at their price list and going, oh, I'm too expensive. It's looking at what they're charging for what they're doing for that money,
mm-hmm.
right? It's what are they charging for what they're delivering? And if you're delivering something that's 10 times better, you don't have to charge 10 times the price, but by all means, don't leave money on the table. So here's a great example. So I'm teaching a workshop, and this interior designer walks in, and she said, Ma, I am so broke, and if I don't fix this, I got to close my doors. She'd been at it 15 years, and she was fabulous at what she did. She did business with Tishman and mm-hmm. and Vornado and big names here in New York. And I'm thinking to myself, if this woman is that good, there's no reason why she can't make this work. So I said, go back to the client and ask them a simple question. I know when you gave me this work that you were considering other resources. Why did you choose my company? And just leave it open-ended, mm-hmm. hear what they have to say. You know what they said? You were, in every case, by the way, you were the cheapest by far.
Right.
So I said, oh, really?
So
interpret the by far part
right.
of that response.
Right, right.
Right? She said, I'm leaving a lot of money on this. I said, you think?
Well,
so we did a couple of things.
Oh, sorry, go ahead.
So we did a couple of things. We said, listen.
30 seconds.
You know, you don't want to, like, triple your prices and give the client the bends. But what you can do is you can start breaking up your services into smaller chunks, and you can sort of Chinese menu your services. So that at least if you're doing something and you're doing it super well and they want that thing, whatever it is, you get well mm-hmm. compensated for it. So don't bundle everything together. Disaggregate it, and then you can charge more on a per-unit basis.
Well,
you started to do that. I want you to know Jim Blasingame, with God as my witness, okay, within, I would say, 3 months,
uh-huh.
she tripled her profitability.
Wow. This is, folks, I'm telling you, most of you are leaving money on the table. For one thing, you're trying to be as cheap as Walmart. Stop doing that. Tintel, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.